Piriapolis Rambla. The beach at Piriapolis is paralleled by a walkway for pedestrians and sightseers, as well as locals taking a lunch break in their vehicles, with the doors open to give the breezes a better chance to cool them. A point of interest on the Rambla is a long row of white lion statues. They look out of place at first, but they grow on me. There are not many new statues being built these days. Stalin and Mao had their pictures on schoolroom walls, but these days statues speak of antiquity, and people seem far too eager to tear down their old history. On the waterfront by the beach stands a huge Argentine hotel that dates back decades. On a trip inside to reconnoiter the hotel casino and use the restroom, I am greeted by a great swimming pool, immense dining halls, hundreds of rooms on multiple floors. Reviews on TripAdvisor are mixed. Some say the hotel is old, moldy, and smells. Others say it is a nostalgic trip back to an early part of last century. Some say the rooms aren't clean. Others say the staff is attentive. After perusing a few dozen reviews, the accepted 3-star rating seems to be the opinion held by the majority. I like to remember that I can have a great time in a place no one likes and be bored to death in a place everyone loves. Piriapolis is an older, more genteel version of Punta del Este, a seaside resort town waiting for Christmas visitors to make it bloom again as it used to. It appears to be a destination for middle-class travelers on a middle-class budget. These days, it's hard to say, we are too enlightened for statues of lions and old hotels. We would rather wear our culture on our T-shirts and use our cell phones.